Some interpretation days. We did Sivov, did not with Mishaburas on Sivov yet. So all the Mishaburas have cut in Yud Beis. Shenarim Lachilo. So a person ate food which are not royal Lachilo, or he ate Achilo Gasa to the point at the point where he finds his food to be repulsive, he's potter. So Shenarim Lachilo, Hanel Dvarim Morim, either they're bitter. Or they're spoiled. People will no longer eat them. So much as yes, but it's also to eat. So he's going to get involved in the issue of Isur Chal or Isur. Interesting. Issue in halacha. We go in chelav unavelu treif achi gavna. What if yom aleim gam achos yom kippur? So that would be chay for yom kippur also.
Why?
Because we have a rule in esachal lister. She says that.
After 7:15.
So the Mor says. So the issur yom kippur is chal on. The Issur of Yom Kippur is chal on the Issur of Nevelu, Treif, etc., because it's called an Issur Kerlel, because it includes other items which until now were mutter. So, in this sense, the Issur of Yom Kippur is chal on the other items which were not usur because of beforehand, so it becomes usur also because of Yom Kippur, even the items which were usur beforehand. That's called Issur Kerlel. Second argument why Yom Kippur is chal is because it's Isser Chomer, because it's a Chiv Chorus. So either of those arguments would be a reason why, even though Ein Isser Chal is, there are exceptions either by Isser Chomer or by Isser Kolel. So this meets the criteria one or the other. Okay, so Ein Arum Lachila doesn't mean so much as not fit to eat halachically, it's also to eat, because that would be chai for Yom Kippur. Okay, so or he ate a Chila Gasa.
What? Ein Ro'il Achila.
Right. He had a chilagasa. So how's the pasuk chilagasa? I mean, before you get the chilagasa, you get the regular chila. So he's chai for the regular chila. So the case was he ate erev Yom Kippur till he was totally full, and then on Yom Kippur he ate again immediately afterwards, where he had not a chance to start digesting it. So an eating which he has no at all from, because he's so full that he has no room for it. So how can achilagasa be put? The only case is a case where he ate immediately after he Yom Kippur started. Okay. So how much does Achila Gasa actually cut from his own? He finds it repulsive to eat. Sha'oichol achshav, the food he's eating now, he finds it impossible to eat, because he's so full. For game and cuts. Let's say he's not repulsed by it. If the person is full to the point he does not feel a need to eat. But when he eats, he enjoys the eating, that's chayiv. Chila Gasa says he's so full that he can't even enjoy the food when he eats it. Potter, Tesavav, the Chila Gasa, lo yishma achila. Kamachal achila, yesh yesh b'zeh, even though it's not chayiv, it's also, chen mechalim shen rov achila, yesh yesh achila min rabbanan. Someone is not roi to for achila, there is an isid rabbanan. And now, what about a chatishir and a roi? So we know that there is a din of chatishir on the issur d'oraisa of eating Yom Kippur. This you tell him is only also min rabbanan. So maybe is there an issur of a chatishir? He says you should be zor l'chatchila from chatishir also. So the question comes up.
What's treating even eating a chatzis shear as
a. I said it's chatzis shear, and he said the rice. Chatzis shear of food which is not right to eat is an issur d'oraisa. This is food which is not right to eat. It's only asim rabbana. So is there an issur of chatzis shear? On that, so Mishabur's lashon is chatzis shear. You should be careful of chatchila. So he doesn't say mamash that it's asur. He says you should be machmir on the chatchila. So, but this much. So the Beis Yosef will bring this is machlokes whether it's an issur of chatzis shear or not. So this is relevant in the case a person has to take a medication, a person who has a medication that they have to take. So the medication itself is not a problem because it's not considered a chila b'chlal. The problem is that they need to drink something. So is there an eitzah? Is there an eitzah of taking the water that you would need to drink with the pill and making it bitter and then drinking a little bit of water to get the pill down? So according to this argument, the mice of the president say it's an issur d'rabbanan, it's a chel shem b'sakana, avi yes, avi din v'chel, it's a chel shem b'sakana, will be some, well, A, could be they were in Geis and Mokam Cheli, and B, the Rav Yoh holds Pachas Mekashir on the Dover Mar is Mutal Chachila. Dover Mar is an Issa Durbanan. The Chatishir on the Dover Mar is Mutal Chachila according to the Rav Yoh. So the Poiskim are combined the two Svaras and they are Matar to take, a person has to take a medication on Yom Kippur because he has Zinab Chayla. He's not chol sheish b'sakana. There's no sakana involved in it, so he is allowed to use a bitter drink to drink it, to swallow it down.
It's a bitter drink.
So you take some water and you dissolve an aspirin in it or something like that. Or you dissolve a vitamin or something. You know, somebody says bad taste, and you dissolve it in the water, so it gets the bad taste in the water, and then you use that to drink it down.
So the medication is not considered ochel. So if there's medication that can be taken only with liquid or only with food, why isn't liquid food then considered as medication and not as alcohol?
No, same with the part you're drinking it down because if the drink is a regular drink, it tastes good. Let's say a person takes a cup of water. So
if you drink it to get it down, but if you're eating something because it could cause damage if it's taken on an empty stomach, then why?
Okay, that I'm not sure. The food is much more complicated. Poskim or Mekel on. I guess theoretically you can make the food bitter also and do the same thing.
What about taking a pill without liquid?
So that's mutter.
It's mutter?
It's mutter. I mean, the tzarcha person is a chola.
I mean, if you have a headache. It's not a chola, you have a headache.
So the poskim or matter, it's for the tzarcha. So a person got a headache to the point where really, he really wants, would want, he feels like he belongs in bed because he could take it.
Uh-huh.
So you have a problem anyway because you have refuah as usher and Yom Kippur like usher and Shabbos. Mokum chayli, it's mutter. So what type of chayli?
If you really are dizzy, I mean, you know.
So person's
head hurts you. You can't stand. It's hard.
So nofel mishkav. So then the definition of chayli is nofel mishkav. That a person is feeling so weak or so knocked out from it that he would have to go to bed because of. So a guy has a little headache, you know, he's a little headache. A guy has a real headache to the point where the body's feeling like mama's drained from it. So he could take.
A chatzi shear of what is mutter according to the rabbi?
Dover mar.
Dover mar. Dover sheino roilach.
Yeah. Alachilos achayev. So he ate it on top of his. He says, even though there's a din of achila gasa, so there are more added. But if the food is tasty, is very sweet or tasty, is spiced up, so that that's chay. Why? Because the ravcha lebesumi shchicha. There's a gemara which has the more says that there's always room for something which has a very good taste to it. That's a gemara.
It's an achila gasa.
Right, even achila gasa. That's what the gemara is saying. In other words, because the gemara says a story. It's a gemara Megillah, right? The gemara Megillah says that Abaye was a very large person and he ate large amounts. But even so, he was traveling one time and he didn't have any food with him and he was starving. You know, not our, you know, phrase our starving like, you know, kick up, walk some supper, I'm starving. He was starving. So the gemara says he arrived by his Rebbe Rabba's house. Rabba served him 60 course meal. And he ate 60 courses.
That may be a kuzma, no?
I don't know. but the more says he ate
60 courses, that's a challenge.
Okay.
That's like the guy who eats like 3,000 hot dogs at once.
Right. But then the more says, then he ate the plates.
He ate the plates.
So Rashi explains that the plates are made out like
the Marx Brothers.
I never saw it. Before my time.
So it's like, you know, it was a dough. The plate was served on was a
fancy plate.
It was like a dough. It was a sweet. The Mor says, so how could he do it? Rav Kalab Suma Shricha. Something that's sweet, you have room for.
Well, there's always room for dessert.
Right. That's exactly. So the Ramah is saying that's the Ramah comes and takes that Gemara and applies to the dinner of Achila Gass and Yom Kippur. Al Achilas Hasis Gai comes from the Mishnah Berurah Tezayin.
Tomorrow Megillah.
Al Achilas Hasis Gai. Baba Kosev Dim Ochel Achikotz B'Mizonai. Fila B'Zeh Potter. Even if it's Rav Kalab Suma, there's a limit. You know, there's some point where Potter needs Mamash Kotz B'Macholoi Sibi Potter. Achein B'Emazah Kolot Vim Mashu Margish B'Nafshay. It really is up to the person. The person would have to know himself. So we assume, like the Morris says, that the average scenario, even a person feels totally full and he has no room for any more food, comes up something sweet, he could eat it. Was that Maria Ramah? That's the case of the Ramah. If he knows that that's not true, so he'd be potter. Okay. Then the Ramah said, "There's an issur to swallow something in, to taste it, and then spit it out." Litzum darer lahaflit.
The thing you were talking about, the sweet thing.
Yeah, sweet things. Yud zayin. Litzum darer apol lahaflit. You want to taste something to then expectorate it. Feel a pachas mikasher. Even if the amount you're eating is pachas mikasher, because pachas mikasher is also an issur deraisa. So we don't want you to put it in, even though you're not planning to swallow it, because you might come to swallow it. Even if he knows he's confident, he'll be able to make sure that he won't swallow. That's also usur. So the Mishnah Berurah says why. Take a look in Chav. So he says, Mat Ephraim. Pashut dehu usur isur machmas atzma. So he says, so what's talking about shot? You're not going to swallow. So you're not going to swallow. And if the whole Isser is swallowing, you know, you're not going to swallow. So like, why is it usur? So the Mat Ephraim says that the Isser is an Isser. There's an Isser of putting your mouth to tasting. Even if you're not going to swallow. That is its own Isser. Right? She says, so we had before by the tiniest that it comes to that te'ima is not osir. The isir is achil and shtiya. But over here the isir is inui. It says inui. So even though we know that a full lack of inui is when a person feels satiated to some extent. So, but over here, we don't have anything to do with any type of benefit from food. So that's also the team itself is also, even if you spit it out. And he said, "Afilo atzei psamim." So what is atzei psamim? So the person is going to take a piece of wood which has a cinnamon flavor to it. It's not a food. He's going to chew on it. So what could be the issur? It's not a maichol. If he'd swallow it, he can't say he's chayv. He ate a piece of wood. Right? So the bark from the certain trees has a good flavor to it.
Like cinnamon.
Like cinnamon, right? So he ate some cinnamon. He's not chayv. It's bark. Because again, the issur was ready because of the tam. I mean, you chew it, you get a tam. So that's issur. That's exactly the issur. You're allowed to smell it. There's no issur on smelling. And we should smell it. In order to get your 100 brachas, you're supposed to get 100 brachas during the day. So Mishabur will make a calculation. And that Allah has brought down in Simon, I think, Mem Vav, or Mem Zion, Mem Vav, I think it is. Right? So Simon Vav, the Mishabur makes a calculation that in Yom Kippur you don't get 100 brachas. And it says, so you, even if you have, he brings from Prima Godam, the Eitz is that you listen to the people get aliyahs, you have a mind to be Yotzeh with those brachas. So, on a regular Yom Kippur, it doesn't fall out on Shabbos, it's your fault out on Shabbos. Right? So there's six aliyahs plus ma'after, there's seven aliyahs in the morning, and there's three aliyahs in the afternoon. Right? So there's 10 aliyahs, that's 20 brachas. And then there's the brachas of the haftarah. So the brachas of the haftarah is one before, in the morning there's four afterwards, that's five. In the afternoon there's one, and then there's three afterwards. So it's 29 total. So, but with the 29 total that you get for all of the being yotzeh with all of those brachas, if you listen, which means you have to listen to all the brachas and say amen, you still don't get 100 because you're missing, you know, all brachas and achil, etc. So you're missing three brachas. It makes a calculation. You get with all of that, you'll get 97 brachas. Between all the brachas you say during davening, five tefillas of Shemoneh Esrei, each one has seven brachas, so that's 35, etc. You add it all up, you get 97. So he says, three times during the day, you make a bracha on the summit. So that's your eight, so you get 100 brachas.
You don't go to the bathroom at all in those 24 hours?
Or a person goes to the bathroom. So a person goes to the bathroom once or twice. So you do your math. Now, I mean, a lot of times you can't, the reality is you're not going to be yotzeh with the person who makes the aliyah because you can't hear his bracha, so it doesn't count. I got something, you don't hear the whole bracha, so you can't be yotzeh with it. So of your 29 brachas that you're supposed to be yotzeh with the people are the olim, you don't always get 29 brachas. That's just the nature of the beast. Now, so he has a shalom here, l'chara, of you're making the bracha, you're making the bracha three times, let's say, basamin. But you have a problem, it's a bracha genetzrich, you already made a bracha basamin before. So when do you have a right to make another new bracha on basamin? You make a bracha once, and you still haven't intent to do it again, and then you want to do it again later on. If you've already totally been masiach das on the fact you made it before, you know it's ancient history already. So you need a new bracha. Otherwise, you would not need a bracha. Some people just take some type of smelling salts, which is and the goal is not for the bracha. They just that they enjoy the smell, it makes them feel a little better, or some type of.
You make a bracha there?
No, he means like it's a nice smell. I don't know, it's some type of smelling.
That smelling, yeah, it's pretty.
No, but my marichim was. No, but what he's referring to was something that had a nice smell. Mm-hmm. They were doing it just, you know, like a perfume with water.
Oh, okay.
Here he says alcohol.
Mine says Mebosim. Shapirtus. So spirits are alcohol, but over here it means over here it's a perfumed water. If
some people make a bar may have someone on a bottle of that type of water.
Right, so he's saying. So you have to be careful, he says. If you pour it onto a baggad and smell the baggad, there's an issue of putting the smell into a baggad on Yom Tov and Shabbos. So you can't do that, as he points out in the Sharet Tzion and Chopes. Just taking the item, if it has its own smell, it's not just like you added the smell to it. That's its own smell. The it's made from whatever the spices, so you make a bracha on it. So they just do it for the enjoyment of the smell. That's improper not to make a bracha on it. Okay. Sif Zion. Ochal alei konim is potter. So a person eats leaves. So now there's certain leaves which are edible, but the leaves of this. That's what a lot of your vegetables are, but these leaves are the leaves of a type of a bamboo, of some type of a reed. So those are not considered so much as edible. The lobby kafanim shall leave the vukar Rosh Hashanah potter dates ba'amahu. Can live a little bit. Perhaps some Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur mischayim. So you know, the idea of hearts of palm. It's the new growth which adds onto the date palm. If you cut it off when it's very young, it's tender enough that it's edible. So that's considered a food. So the lovely gefanim was the same idea, was the new growth on the vines, which if they're ready over a week old, they're ready from before Rosh Hashanah, by the time they come to Yom Kippur, the person took them off right then, right before Yom Kippur, they're already considered a eitz. But if they just blossomed, you know, developed on the vine between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so that's considered edible still. So it's chayiv. Yotes alik konim, v'yesh garsim alik fanim, v'tam yishum le'enam rim lachil. The grape leaves are not considered edible. And the Shartzian points out that, but we have vegetables which are chayiv. In general, leaves of trees are not considered edible. Aval ala yirok is leaves of vegetables chayiv. The rim lachil aninu. So we're talking about the ones which are edible in the state of being raw. So livlu was the act of sprouting. They're still moist and soft, rim lachila, and they're considered roi lachila. Kas. Kas. Or kos. So, what is kos? Pirsha kosas, the potza is a machine. A person is crunching on this food. But the nature of this food is it's not easily edible. You have to like crush it down in your mouth. Pilpili, what are we referring to? The pilpili is on gevilla. It's a pepper, or it's a ginger. And we're talking about, you know, a dry pepper, etc. Im hem yaveshim potter, luchas alachila, hem retubim chayim. So these items, when they're still moist, they're considered people, how much people would chew on and eat. But if they're already dried out, people don't eat them anymore, so it's not considered a chilani's pot. Okay. Kos chavpeis. Pirsha kosas. Umari shablom. Somebody swallowed it. The hachah filler tubin pot. Even if it's a rotu, it's also to do, but it's not chayim if it doesn't swallow. Mekrom Hashem ksisa, it's referred to as ksisa, mishum the pilpul yavesh, azangival, shikar ingivar. Udar shen dark alecho. They're not normally eaten, so the more refers to them as an act of being kaisis, which is just to munch on it, to chomp on it. It's more like chomping on wood. It's not mutter, it's just potter. Okay, tes. A shayis of Yom Kippur, person who drinks Yom Kippur, maloy logmov, pirish maloy piv, is chayiv. So we'll see. We'll define what that, how you measure molly lugmov, a cheeks full. So it means that here now, molly translates it means a mouthful. So he drinks that amount. He's chayiv. Masharma called odem lefimashu is opposed to what he said before by achila. The share is kikusavis, and that's across the board, even for oigmelech habasha. When it comes to shtia, each person is measured according to his molly lugmov. Okay. A gadol if he gadloy, but katan if he katloy. A larger person is a different molly lugmov than a smaller person. Now, molloy molloy lugmov mam, it doesn't mean a full mouth full, which is what the Ramah translated before. That's not what you need to be chayv. Al kreisha yisal kenu, l'tzad echod, b'fiv, v'yiroa, kim molloy lugmov. It's enough if you can push it to one side and that cheek will look full.
To make him chayv.
To be chayv. So it's a half. In general, we assume it's basically a half of a mouthful. Vuporos merevius bottom benani. That amount, the average person is less than a revius. Any type of drink will add up to the measure for the amounts. Hagoshosa mashkin shenemril mashtir. If a person drank something which is not roy to drink, could go and seer, a person drank brine, or murius or fish liquid, the chaimetz chai or a vinegar, potter. But if he takes chaimetz vinegar and he mixes it with the water, some people actually drink it for like a refuah. They drink it. That's considered something which people drink. So that's going to be chayv. Chaf gimel malay lugmav. The kimul the rabbanon the bashir zem isyashav that the shalodim valzim imenu ha'inui. That's the amount that a person needs to drink. Chazal of a masara, that's the amount the person has to drink to create some level of being miyushev, of settling down from the affliction.
People sometimes drink vinegar,
mixed with water. It's supposed to be good. It's supposed to be good for heat stroke. It's supposed to prevent heat stroke. We're pointing out that this is not the same as achila, where over there every person is the same. Each person needs his amount. Okay. So you get some interesting questions.
That's what it meant by for refill, what you meant heat stroke.
I'm sorry, say what?
That's what he meant by for refill to prevent heat stroke.
Yeah. The Gemara says that it's Yafel L'Shar. The Medrash says that Chaimetz Mozug is Yafel L'Sharav. It's good for heat stroke, heat exhaustion. So now, obviously, the big discussion in Halacha to define. When is something a liquid and something a salad? Because it got to be a salad, there's a standard amount. It got to be a liquid, the shear is more lugmav. So if you take water and you freeze it, it's considered a liquid, it's considered a salad. If you take, you have ice cream, not that this person should be eating ice cream on Yom Kippur, you have leaven, like where do you draw the line? When is that considered a liquid, considered a salad? So that becomes much more complicated. There are mishnayos which this it got be hilchos tuma. It's relevant also because a meichel needs there's a shir b'kabeya for a meichel. Mashkes mekamet hamav kol shehu. So there's mishnayos talk about the got be hilchos tuma, and the person can compare the halachas of hilchos tuma to hilchos yom kippur for this purpose. You don't need both cheeks to be full. You need one cheek full, which is sticking out. If that would be the situation, you have one cheek fully puffed out. Excuse me. And normally that'll look, the way a person would hold in his mouth, looks like his mouth is full. Upachas, the average person is less than a revius. Mashadum, but carved revius, almost simishrei salav, sip, gigim, because of the revius, I'm your lochasham. So we were in the language, it's just less than something, it's very close to, but less than. When before in the Gabi Hilchos Kiddush, we said that the lochah, you have to drink a moly lugma from the kais, there the Ramah said it's rubish al revius, which means, sounds like 55%. It doesn't sound like 95%. So he sends you back to the Bir Halacha that the Chulis Machlokes is Rishonim. How we define a Mali Lugmav. Is a Mali Lugmav close to a Revius, or it just means basically just a little bit more than a half of a Revius? So that's
just more than half of a Revius, a right. Lot.
Or it's very close to most of the reviews.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Marvis. Ad.
Okay. So why over here do you say the larger share? You tell me Yom Kippur should be Machmer. That's not correct, because the Isser is even by any amount of Chatzis Shir, that's in the Torah. So the Isser is even by any amount. So what are we discussing this amount? We're discussing the guy with the Chiyuv Chatos. We're not being Korbanos Chatos right now, but the issue here is the guy with Chiyuv Chatos. You can't bring a Korban Chatos on the base of Mikdash until you're Vare Chayev. So over here, he says the larger shear. Right, so that's why over here he would say that what seems to be that he's being machran chiyev chatos that this are being a kulan bazora. Okay,
could be kares too.
Being the other chiyev kares again, but that's, you know, that's between him and his creator.
Yeah.
Chav zayin b'adam benani. So an average person a mali lugmav is less than a revius. The poem Hamoloy Lugmov Revius Abiyos Revius Kagan Bottom Gadol Biyos, very large person, his shear might be more than Revius. Like we pointed out, each person is measured according to his whoever he is. Lehavet Bottom Katan Hamolugmov today who pachas Merav Revius Kamkin Chayv Kimin the Miyatev Miyatev Daitei Ayin is a smaller, very small person. His Hamoloy Lugmov might be very small, even less than half of a Revius. So where the person say the person, let's say it's relevant, the Abid Allah, as we'll see by Chalim, so they drink pachas pachas mekashir. So where they measure it is they, you know, they tell the person should take a liquid, fill up his mouth totally, as much as he can, spit it out into a measuring cup, something which will measure it, and measure that, then divide that in half. That's Molly Lugan. That's considered one cheeks full. The whole thing is two cheeks full.
What do you have to do it that way for?
Well, it's very hard to put only the one cheekfuls in your
really?
In your mouth.
Never tried it, but is it hard?
Apparently, it seems it's very hard to measure exactly how much is a cheekful.
How much is it?
Well, when you drink, you know, it doesn't go into your cheek. You drink your mouth and you move it to the side.
Try it tonight.
Okay, try it. So,
maybe not tonight, but maybe next video.
Okay. So once you, and that amount is considered his mali lugma, half of that. So you'd have to drink less than that amount, whatever the time of however you spit out the shear of time.
What are you talking about? The chol?
The chol, yeah. If you go and see her, ches, yichav ches, who masha shersh is min a dog, kashar no seba melach. So the tzir is the clear liquid which comes out of the fish when you brine it. Maria sula shuman yotzim in a dog, and that's the fatty part which comes out. Chametz chai or a vinegar which has not been mixed. The davka shema vaveya kushalzichu tzala oritz. But what's called vinegar? So their wine would become vinegar. So it has to be that it's so acidic that you throw it on the ground, it bubbles up. Those that are the shia, it's considered not roy to a shia at all. The potter, I feel a shasar harba yesim because shir. Person drink more than a shir, he's potter. It's not considered a drink anymore. Kimashul chaim, it's chazak tvei mazika because it's very strong acid content. It's mazik the person. He can have a case the ma'isa whether it's good for you or bad for you, but if it's something which will take away the thirst, it takes away the inui. So the nature of this is if a person, even if it's like it's not healthy. But it has the ability to. It's you know, apparently people could drink it. There wasn't because like a davar mar we had before. I don't know if it's see how people drink it, but that apparently they were able to drink it. So if that's true, the issue is it's able to take away the inui, so he'll be chayiv. But if it's mozug is chayiv the roi hulishdiyev, because if you mix it with water, then it's drinkable.
What?
If you mix the vinegar with water,
vinegar.
Yeah, you had shasa me'at v'chazav shasa. So now, what's called a tziruf? So we say he has to drink a certain shear. How long did he have to drink that shear? He drank a little bit, then he waited, then he drank again. If the time lapse from the first drink, the beginning of the first drink to the end of the second drink, that should be all considered one drinking is Kadesh Tiyas Revias, Mitzarvan the Kashir. Vimlav ain't Mitzarvan. So the Shir is based on the time it takes to drink a Revias. The Shishir the Tzirif Hashtiyas, Kedei Achilles Pras, Kedei Tzirif Achilles. We said before, Tzirif Achilles is based on the time of Kedei Achilles Pras. So some say Beshtiya also the Shir is Kedei Achilles Pras. And some say, however, no, that the Shir is not Kedei Achilles Pras, but Kedei Shtiyas Revias. That's which is much quicker. Kedei Shtiyas Revias is much quicker than Kedei Achilles Pras.
Okay, what's the other thing called?
You're allowed to touch food and to give the children, etc. We're not worried about that person will mistake, eat the food. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch presentation, as he says, that's a general rule in Shulchan Aruch, but he presents two opinions, and he presents the first opinion as a without attribution. The second one, he says, Yesh Arimrim, means he's following the first opinion. This is the din, and some say this. That's how you're supposed to read it. So it means the Iker of the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Shir for Shtiyah is Kedei Shtiyah for Vias. Avol, Pichadash, Ragro, Koso, the Iker Kedei Ashniyah. But the Machriya, the Deikr, like the Deishniya, this is very relevant when it comes to the issues of dealing with the Chayla, the drinking Yom Kippur. So according to the Machaber, so you have a Kula that the Shir for Tziruv is Kadesh Tiyas Revias. So if I tell you the time it takes to drink Revias normally is a minute, so long as there's a minute between the Shtiyas, they're not mitzvah. Comes the Gro and says, no, the Shir Tziruv is Kedei Achilles Pras, which the Chavsomer says is 9 minutes. So you have to wait 9 minutes between the drinks. So according to Machaber, you'd be much more lenient. But the Maisa, but the Gro and the Pri Chodesh. Now, where would you say another example of this the other way around? So where the Gro would be a Kula is for Bracha HaKohen, you have to drink your Revias Kedei Achilles in the proper amount of time. So how long is that? So according to Shulchan Aruch, Kedei Shtiyas Revias. So a person drinks the liquid in less than a minute, he's chayiv in Bracha HaKohen, otherwise not chayiv. The Gro says, no. It took him 4 minutes to drink the liquid. Fine, no problem. You still make a Bracha HaKohen. It's Kedei Achilles Pras. The Tzir was Kedei Achilles Pras. But look, Hashina, then he said, we're not worried about the person touching, eating the food by mistake. Let's just finish up this last one. Chazal asked touching chometz, even if it's not yours, and you know, no bayiroba, you mutz, and all those problems. You can't touch chometz, you might come to eat it. So what's the pshat? Why would there be more machlan over here? The answer is, Mishum the Pesach, who I chosha, the way he's eating. It's probably saying, hey, make sure that he's not eating this, he's eating that. So that's already very, where a person might forget. We say, you know what? Don't touch. So we said, don't touch this item. You're not eating anything at all, so you're not going to forget. The more says a swear that, you know, what do you mean you eat on Yom Kippur? You're meshuga. You know, the day that Bershom is judging you, you're going to eat in Yom Kippur, you're burning Gehenna. You know, Pesach maybe, but not in Yom Kippur. Even the child can get it himself, you're not going to make the child get it himself. You can give it to the child. There's no issue of touching the food and giving it to the child. Okay.